had any contact at all with Coach Patton since he got here? Have you been able to talk to him a little bit since they hired him? And what have you thought if you did?
Yeah, he reached out to me early in the offseason and kind of just let me know the style of play that we're going to have and just his need and want of having organization throughout every single part, making sure there's no mental errors, no missed assignments, any of that. And he was going to be strict on it. He wasn't going to let anything fly, no matter if you're a Pro Bowler or a rookie coming in. And I think that was kind of the cool stance, hearing from him and talking to him about that, because that was one of my things that I wanted to voice my opinion of, is just making sure everyone's on the right page at the right time and nothing is confused going into Sunday or Monday or Thursday games. And it's going to be interesting to see how we implement those kind of going into this OTAs process.
How important are you in that role? I mean, you obviously played that role last year, and it sounds like maybe there were some times where you had some frustration with that connection.
No, yeah, and I think it'll be cool. I know I was talking to some coaches. There's more freedom in the linebacker group, more communication on my part to make sure I get the calls to everybody, and there's going to be more calls for me to make and more freedom for me to make calls out there as the play's going or pre-snap calls. It'll be cool to see how much I get to dive into that and how much I can kind of grasp all that and just have fun with it.
Blake's getting his chance to step back from it now. What do you think was the biggest difference for you last season in terms of making that the jump that you did?
Yeah, and I think it was just the overthinking process that I had in my rookie year. And I think it was just trying to be someone I wasn't. And once I stepped on that field and told myself that I was going to be Blake Martinez and just going to go play and have fun and play intelligent football and make the adjustments on the fly, and it started working for me.
Did you take a look back at any of Patton's defenses in New York to kind of see this, some of the stuff that he does?
I've seen it throughout. I know when he was on the great defenses, everybody was watching. So I was one of those guys watching that, and it's exciting to see and exciting to kind of get to learn coming up next week.
What do you think about being on this with Ty? You know, obviously getting a chance to kind of bind with him this next week.
No, yeah, it's going to be really cool. It's going to be awesome time to kind of catch up and stuff and see how his offseason was going, and going to have our Stanford days back again.
Blake, are you feeling more and more, I don't want to say like a Packer, but you're going into year three, you're pretty active in the community, you got the Golden September thing and everything else.
Yeah.
Like, are you feeling more and more kind of entrenched, for lack of a better term, around here?
No, yeah, I mean, I love it here. I mean, a lot of people kind of ask me throughout the off season when I was back in California of like, oh, how do you deal with being in Green Bay? Like, it's cold. That's all people think about is cold. I'm like, you guys don't know. I mean, I'm a super laid-back guy, but there's everything you can need out here, and the fans are incredible. And I think that's the point that I make to a lot of guys is if you're lucky enough to be here, it's literally the closest you can get to a college atmosphere. And I don't know. I love it, and I hope I'm a Packer for a while.
Do the OTAs take on more importance with so many changes on the coaching staff, just in terms of getting the playbook down and getting everybody together, different than maybe the past season when there was more continuity year to year?
No, yeah, and I think my mindset going into this is kind of back to my rookie season, where I think I spent like 4 or 5 hours a night just making sure I worked through the whole entire install, learned every position, learned exactly what everyone's supposed to do, and just kind of dive in it that way and use that method to make sure I can be ready for whatever they ask me to do.
So is there an excitement, or is there a little bit of a, I don't want to say apprehension, but maybe some nervousness just because it is new and unfamiliar after 2 years in the old system?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more excitement than nerves, but obviously you kind of are making sure that you step in and you're professional and that you get it down as quick as possible. I'm hoping that I get it down as fast as I did the first defense. And I know that we're kind of keeping some terminology the same, so it should be kind of, I don't know, easier to grasp.
Do you feel like you're stepping into more of a potentially more of a leadership role on the defense overall, just not only because of the communication, but just now that you've been here a little while and you know what you're doing?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that I want to kind of up my game also, is just making sure I'm a vocal point out there. I know I was adding things in throughout the season. Whenever we were in the huddle, I'd say stuff before I called a play, and kind of had those things in my repertoire to make sure guys were either motivated on the right cue, whenever they needed some type of, I don't know, guidance in any way, shape, or form during TV timeouts. But I don't know, being that guy that anybody can go to and make sure that I'm a person that's making everyone better around me.
You did a lot of planning for your engagement. Are you now in, like, wedding planning mode, or what's this offseason?
No, yeah, so basically our plan is getting married next summer. We were going to do it this summer, but just the venues and stuff, she wasn't wanting. So basically I just left it up to her. I was like, hey, we could do it in the backyard in Green Bay. But she obviously wants it super special and stuff, so we're going to wait till next summer. Yeah.
How excited is it to be on this tour today?
No, super excited. I think I was telling my fiance that I can't wait to get out here and just kind of venture around and see all of Wisconsin. And I think it's going to be awesome to see all the fans and get to interact in all the different ways that we're going to be doing stuff. And it's going to be really cool.